I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
During the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we covered a story, a really cool story about a cannabis conviction overturned via nullification. Basically, somebody was up for trial in New Hampshire because of utilization of cannabis, otherwise known as marijuana, and it was a Rastafarian guy. And the jury found him basically not guilty because the law, it shouldn't apply here. It's a religious freedom issue and more. But how many states are aware, how many people in the states are aware that there's something called jury nullification? Turns out in New Hampshire, the governor, John Lynn, actually signed a bill declaring that in all criminal proceedings, the court shall permit the defense to inform the jury of its right to judge the facts and the application of the law in relation to the facts in controversy. Now, this is something I've talked about for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but to see it in play and to see a governor get behind this, this is stunning. Could the Free State Project have anything to do with it up there in New Hampshire? And to reference that, let us know, Carla Gehrke, she's the Free State Project president. Carla, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm excited to have you on. I've followed you guys for a long time. I haven't had an opportunity to get you on board on the show officially, but when we saw that come across the wires, I thought, wow, groundbreaking stuff's actually happening, an awareness of something that existed early on in this republic and republican form of government, that the jury always had the right to nullify laws that they felt were just bogus.
Exactly. You know, and that was the way that they got rid of a lot of prohibition back in the day. And so this is an avenue and something that we think we can use to start to nullify bad laws, like, you know, arresting people, peaceful people, for a plant.
Yes, for a plant God created. Good Lord. I mean, this is the thing. The government can ban creation now. Of course, that's been an absurd notion for a long time, as it was, as you mentioned, under prohibition. And I guess the history is that juries were not convicting people on under the guise of alcohol because everybody was using it.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that's a trend that we're going to see. You know, the numbers are there are a lot of marijuana smokers in the country. And I think the time has come for people to sort of take a stand and to say, look, we're peaceful people. We're not harming anyone. Let's stop putting people in jail for something and, you know, forcing the taxpayers to pay for people who like a plant.
Well, yeah, exactly. But we do know also that the prison system, privatized as it has been in many of the states now, is a very profitable entity and does not want to see any of these laws overturned. How is it possible that the governor there in New Hampshire would sign something like this? There must have been a tremendous amount of opposition.
You know, I think this turned out to be one of those legislations where it flew a little under the radar, and I think they didn't quite realize what was going on. The legislation was originally introduced, I think, several years ago, maybe even 4 or 5 years ago, by Free Staters working together with some of the, you know, local natives, and you know, we're all locals now, and it got shut down, and it was sent to committee, and it was, you know, inexpedient to legislate. But over the years, everyone just, you know, we kept putting it out there, and this time around, it passed. Now, of course, Governor Lynch, you know, we're really happy that he did the right thing in this case. He has vetoed 2 medical marijuana bills, 2 years in succession because it was coming out of a Republican, house. And, you know, this is the only state in America where, that has happened, where we have passed medical marijuana under a Republican majority. So you know, Lynch did good on, he did good on the nullification, and we'll take it, you know, not so great on some of the other issues.
Well, there's still partisanship alive and well in there when the real issue is liberty, is it not? I mean, you've got New Hampshire, the Free State Project. I mean, this was inaugurated, initiated many years ago now. People maybe laughed at it, scoffed at it, said, ah, you'll never take over. And it isn't even that you have to, quote-unquote, take over, but you certainly have to, let's say, impact on the hearts and minds of people about what is the role of government at that level.
Exactly. And the thing is, we aren't trying to take over. What we're trying to do is to integrate. So obviously, you know, we're trying to bring 20,000 liberty lovers to the state. You know, people run on all kinds of levels. People work both in the system. They also work out of the system. There's a strong civil disobedience sort of arm. And then, you know, for me personally, I'm just really interested in the free markets, you know, the agorism, the economics of it. So, you know, we sort of have those three arms to it. And the guys who are running, you know, for office are starting to make these kinds of changes. And I was delighted this week when, you know, when I saw the outcome of it, because it was genuinely happenstance. Kathleen Converse, who was a Free Stater who was on the jury for this Rastafarian guy, you know, she was just doing her civic duty. She showed up. And, you know, and I think people are trying to flavor it like, oh, there was this Free Stater who really influenced stuff.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at it, you know, the law is there. It's really only going to be on the books on the 1st of January, but, you know, the judges know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great law because it allows the defense, as opposed to the judge, to talk about what nullification is. So, you know, they can color it and flavor it in a different way to what a judge might do. And she said, Kathleen said, when they went into the jury room to start deliberating, someone else, the first thing out of their mouth was, so what's this nullification thing?
This is great, great news. I had Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center on last week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we were talking about this case as well as the larger sense, because nullification can happen at every level, from the federal to the state to the interpersonal context.
Yep.
Of the most powerful thing you have is the ability to withdraw consent. And nullification means we're not even have to pass a law to change it. We just say the law is void on its face, at least in this instance. And it was successful. And was there an appeal as the federal tanks rolled into New Hampshire? What's going on?
No, I mean, you know, life goes on as usual. I think in this case, I mean, the deep irony for me is that, you know, first of all, it was a military aircraft that flew over the guy's land. So, you know, we can start from there and sort of, you know, wander down Posse Comitatus and all of that. So that was a huge issue. And I think that's something that actually riled up a lot of the people on the jury, was sort of like, what? You know, why do we have, you know, National Guard helicopters flying 300 feet over houses in a really remote area of New Hampshire? You know, so it sort of started there, but then the state, you know, the state likes to use their force and they want us to obey and submit, and they brought the case and against this peaceful, nice old guy. You know, he's been married for a long time to the same woman, he's got grown kids, he's a piano tuner, I mean, just a sweet old guy, and they, in the end, had offered him, his last offer was no jail time, no fine, no nothing. All we want is we want you to say you're guilty. And he was like, I can't do that. That's against my religion.
Yes. And what about the brave souls there? I mean, he's not the only one, but certainly there are others standing up. What about them?
Well, sure. You know, it's the whole issue of not taking the plea. You know, maybe your listeners know this. Certainly if they're listening to your show, they probably do. But 97% of cases in America are pled out. So yes. The 3% that go forward are already, you know, sort of grinding the wheels of justice or injustice down.
Yes. Well said, in fact. When you say the wheels of injustice, I have to say that's more often the case, especially when you see them attacking people who are basically harmless, not violating the rights of anybody else. They're nonviolent. And as I've argued, if cannabis were legalized, you'd find a lot less war going on, because people would just be kind of hanging out going, yeah, man, really, it's all cool, just cool, man.
You know, and honestly, I mean, so so many people are in jail because of marijuana laws. I read some statistics last week where I think something like 87% of people in federal prison are there for nonviolent crimes. And, you know, that's just astounding to me. I mean, we basically are creating a prison planet in America.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have the highest incarceration rate in the world. And a large part of that is our drug laws. And, you know, three strikes and you're out because, you know, you're some poor guy who, you know, probably did some something bad along the line. And then you get busted for a joint. And
it isn't just the person convicted that's harmed by this.
It's the taxpayer. It's, you know, it's nonsensical, and these things need to change. And I think something like this jury nullification, mm-hmm. as the word spreads, you know, we do a lot of outreach here at the courthouses where people hand out flyers and they talk about, you know, having a fully informed jury. And I'd love to see, and it is spreading. It does happen in other states. But, you know, for us here in New Hampshire, obviously, you know, we want the best and the brightest of the activists to come here and create a place that can become a sort of beacon of liberty so that people can see, wow, these ideas are really work. And you know what? This guy didn't fall down because this guy didn't go to jail for 8 years.
Yeah, I was just thinking that New Hampshire fell off into the Atlantic Ocean since then, but it didn't. It didn't happen. We're talking with Carla Garrick. She's the president of the Free State Project. We got her on for another segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Excited to have her on board. Talking about nullification, jury nullification. Maybe you want to move to New Hampshire and be part of the Free State Project. We'll talk to you, all of you, about how this could happen, how this might be something you're drawn to do. So stand by. Check it all out. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Lots more healing to go on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If you're tired of living in tyranny, there might be an option for you. Maybe it's New Hampshire. Carla Garrick is with me. She's the president of the Free State Project. We're stimulated into this discussion by the nullification case that took place recently in New Hampshire. And wow, what an amazing thing. Now, I have argued that nullification is a right of juries and jurors everywhere. But then again, judge may hold you in contempt just for bringing it up. And that's a whole other story for a whole other day. But in New Hampshire, things are changing. We've got evidence now. I'm pleased to present this to you and also maybe for your consideration that if you're so drawn to be pulled in there and help the movement back toward liberty, at least in one state, if not the state you're in right now, which might be a state of confusion. So, Carla, I am so glad you're with me here. How can people participate with the Free State Project, whether they're in New Hampshire or not?
Right. So, I recommend that people go to our website, which is freestateproject.org, and sort of poke around there and certainly find us on Facebook as well. But we're trying to attract 20,000 people to move here. The way it works is you sign a pledge, and once we reach the 20,000, people have, that's sort of the triggering event, and then people have 5 years to move to New Hampshire. Now, in typical sort of liberty-loving, individualistic style, a bunch of us were like, yeah, we're not going to wait. We know New Hampshire's awesome. You know, there's no sales tax here. There's no personal income tax, which I personally think, is a form of slavery. It's a great state, low unemployment, beautiful, four seasons. I mean, it's just really an amazing place to live. I've lived all over the world, and I'm so happy here. So, if people want to get involved, I would say understand what we're about, read up about what we're doing, ask us questions. We have two events. The one is in the winter, and it's called Liberty Forum, and that's down in Nashua, and that's kind of more a suit and tie, conference-y kind of thing. We have great speakers. We've had last year we had Joel Salatin from the Food Freedom.
Oh, Joel's awesome. Yeah, he's terrific.
He's a great guy. And then we hold a summer event, which is a week-long camping event up in the northern part of the state, which is a little more remote. And, that's great because we get left alone. And that's called the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Porkfest, P-O-R-C, Fest, F-E-S-T, .com. And the porcupine, because people always ask, sometimes people will be like, is that a big barbecue thing or, but it's not. It's, the porcupine is the Free State Project's mascot. And the thinking behind that is obviously they're very peaceful creatures, but, they're a little prickly and, mm-hmm. you want to leave them alone. So it's that sort of don't tread on me philosophy, encapsulated in the cute little porcupine.
I like the porcupine mascot a lot. It says a lot. Again, most of the people that love liberty, pretty much all the ones I know, are very much want to be left alone. They're not interested in your business and getting in your business. And isn't that the point? And this is the point of the feds and oftentimes the state level government. They love to be involved in your business. They're almost worse than condominium boards, the way they operate. So what are we going to do? I mean, we don't need to take up arms against them. We can simply nullify them. We can withdraw consent. That's the powerful freedom-loving message. As Michael Bolden said, what would Rosa Parks do? And that's the kind of concept that you have really taken to heart and making some really powerful transformations up there.
Exactly. I saw a thing on Facebook the other day that was, literally like, well, what would have happened if Rosa Parks hadn't given up her seat, And of course someone else would have come along, but it's sort of circling back to that brave souls idea, you know, it takes courage to stand up and to start to say, you know what, these things aren't right, and we got to fix them, and we're not lemmings, we're not the sheep anymore. We see it for what it is, and hey, let's give it a bash. You know, I don't want to go live on a floating island yet. And, you know, so I sort of see what we offer with the Free State Project here in New Hampshire is, you know, it's English-speaking, it's land-based, you know, and we do have a deep-sea port, and we've got a border up to Canada. So those things, you know, were things that were considered when you know, they picked the state back in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it really is for people who are serious about having liberty in our lifetimes. You know, I don't want to be one of those people where it's, you know, 40 years from now, we're still, you know, banging our heads and banging our drums. You know, I want to see significant, real, tangible change within my lifetime.
Well, and that's what you're doing. That's why you couldn't wait for the everybody else to say, I'm moving. I'm going to go ahead and get there. And the thing is, you're having an impact. It shows me, and it should show everybody, that it isn't always about the numbers. Well, until we get to this number, then we're not going to get anything done. No. Literally, one person can change the world. In fact, one person has always changed the world. Again, the Rosa Parks moments of the world. You never know when and how it is impactful. But look at this nullification issue with the man in New Hampshire. That was picked up nationally and internationally. How was it received and covered within New Hampshire? Was there a lot of publicity over the case there?
You know, not a huge amount. There was one article in the Union Leader that came out yesterday, I believe, and it was fairly favorable, you know, and they gave us a pretty fair shake, all things considered. I know they're doing a follow-up article for Sunday, and Kathleen Converse, the juror, said that she got the impression from that reporter that she was doing a bit more of a hit piece. So, you know, it's not for everyone. The thing is, you know, you've got to shake people out of their complacency, and some people are scared by ideas, or they just haven't gone sort of down the rabbit hole to understand why these things are important. You know, I had an argument with or a debate, I guess, with a woman on the street when we were handing out FIJA materials one Monday morning before a trial. And she was like, well, if you did the nullify, then, you know, people will just let murderers go free. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Yes. Like I said, a jury.
People want murderers on the street.
It changes the depth, Carla.
Not much.
Carla, it changes the definition of a jury of your peers so that if you have a murderer that you're trying to convict, then you can only have murderers on the jury. I mean, that's insane. That's nonsense.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think people don't understand, but I would say in general, you know, the people here, we were welcomed by the former governor, Governor Benson. The people here that we work with, I know, you know, we have a lot of Tea Partiers in the State House, and they're willing to work on some issues and not on others, you know. So I think what keeps it interesting for the people in the state is they're trying to pigeonhole us, but they don't understand that in the end, liberty is, you know, it's sort of broad-based. So if you're going to have marriage equality or you're going to have government in marriage for, you know, a man and a woman, then, yeah, you kind of have to, you know, according to their rules, and we've got to be equal for everyone, you know. So I think it's a slow evolution, but it's definitely happening. It's a peaceful evolution, and, you know, we've got to keep this revolution going. I mean, the time is now.
Yes. Well, there are strides being made. Carla Garrick, Free State Project President. Lots of folks up there in New Hampshire doing great work and around the country, and these many organizations we highlight and spotlight from time to time here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, otherwise known as the Robert Scott Bell Show. We definitely appreciate your efforts, and I encourage anybody, if you're so inclined, that my listeners in the Northeast, maybe you want to migrate over a little bit, or maybe you want to go from far away, or maybe you want to join them at the Liberty Forum or go out camping next summer. We'll be in touch on that and more. Thank you, Carla. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues.
Thank you.
Be right back.
Robert Scott Bell.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, this one's in the I Wonder Why department. U.S. distrust in media hits new high. And you didn't need any cannabis for that one. Americans' distrust in the media hit a new high this year with 60%. Saying they have little or no trust in the mass media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. You mean even fair and balanced Fox News? Yeah, indeed, even them. Distrust is up from the past few years when Americans were already more negative about the media than they had been in the years prior to 2004. Now, is this why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show? Is this why you are reading new media? Whether you're getting it from Alex Jones and Natural News or other sources besides MSNBC and Fox, much less CNN and the like. Could they be relied upon to give you accurate information? Now, you could use the analogy that a clock, even broken, is right once or maybe twice a day. But that's only to keep some level of plausible deniability that they're actually doing something like a journalistic job with journalistic integrity, of which they don't have, because they're sold to the highest bidder. And we talked about it last hour with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the reporting about medical issues, about vaccine issues, despite the fact that the New England Journal of Medicine just published a stunning, scathing report about modern medicine. And it's a lack of consciousness, as I say, about the way they go about their business. Prevention is causation. Prevention is not prevention in modern medicine. And for those of you getting ready in October to wear pink ribbons and do your races for the cure, step back from your emotional connection to breast cancer and recognize that your participation in raising money for the pharmaceutical industrial complex will only bring about more cancer, not less, and will only fill the coffers of the medical industrial complex, which then buys out the influence of legislators on the federal and state level to take away your freedom to find out that there are natural cancer cures, and we report on them regularly here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hundreds and hundreds of hours of archives downloadable for free. No excuses. You never have to be duped by modern medical shills for the big pharma industrial complex ever again. Of course, you got to be willing to see through it. Right? There's still some people that recognize a lot of what we recognize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but just they don't want to go that far. It's like, it's my doctor. My doctor. You look at the white lab coat, you go, I just want to get along. Okay, go out and have a game of golf or a cup of tea. But don't let them do what they do under their licenses until they step up and eschew what they do, which is arguably the leading cause of death here in America. However nice you think they are, the things that they're doing are resulting in death and mayhem and destruction, even of children, particularly the vaccine issue, which, as we talked about with Dr. Tenpenny last hour, needs to be brought into proper context. We need the PR campaign to make vaccinations as delicious as pink slime is to the hamburger industry, ammonia-filled meat byproducts ripped off of the bones and cartilage and tendons of animals. And until that point comes, we only have a 2% opt-out rate. That might be more than the people who are opting out of millimeter wave and ionizing radiation scans in the airport. I mean, have we not become a nation of sheep? A nation of sheeple? And I'm sad to say it, but as I traveled through the airports yesterday to and from Philly, I didn't see one person opt out. Not one person opted out. What does that say about where we are as a country? Do we love liberty enough to say, your permission is not required? Well, hey, there's a stupid study I got to cover about dairy and weight loss. We'll get to that. Also, are you a terrorist? Literally, everybody is a terrorist now. I'll tell you why. There's a test you can take. You'll find out how all Americans are now enemies of the state. Stand by for that and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com.
The number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it. The United States of Health Talk Radio continues now. RobertScottBell.com. You can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave me a message, question, comment. You got it. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. To get through, even when we are off the air, remember the Twitter feed is RSBellMedia and the hashtag #PoundRSBShow. As well as the social media network, etc. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. Hundreds of hours of archives for you, free for download for you. Now, stupid studies. I hesitate to go moment of duh with this. In fact, I'm going to say we're not going to do a moment of duh on this one. Why not? Well, there's just too many things, too much to make it just that simple. But it could be one of those stupid study generalizations. Dairy products won't make you skinny, the evidence says. Now, if you read the title, you go, oh, yeah, of course dairy products won't. And on one level, it sort of makes sense, because what are dairy products designed to do? In the case of a cow, the dairy is designed to take a calf and make it a cow. That's a tremendous rate of growth, even within the span of 1 year, that humans do not do. So it could be argued that, well, cow milk may not be balanced in the sense that it's designed for our rate of growth from infancy to childhood through on up the stages. Now, does that mean I believe dairy food is not a food? No, it is. Of course it is. You've heard me talk about raw and real milk here. But this title is just one of those misleading titles. There's no reference of raw milk, real milk. Nothing at all. They're just saying, well, if you add a couple of servings of milk and yogurt to your daily diet, it probably won't help you drop any pant sizes. Well, you can drop your pants and bend over if you believe every study that they throw out there with this kind of headline. Now, one thing that's true instead, the results are not very consistent. That should be the moment of duh of this story, according to Dr. Frank Hugh, H-U. I love that last name, H-U. Hugh, ancient sacred name for God, Hugh. Love it. He's a nutrition researcher from Harvard School of Public Health. He says, overall, I think the evidence doesn't support the claim that dairy products are beneficial for weight loss. But that sort of belies the reality of some people that do go on raw, real dairy products, unencumbered by big agriculture and factory farms, and they do lose weight, and they do gain muscle. Well, then again, if we talk about weight, if you gain muscle and lose fat, you actually may maintain your weight, or your weight might go up because muscle is heavier than fat. But all of the recommendations from the United States government and the dietitians, you know what I'm talking about. They're always talking about, well, we recommend a little bit, right? We recommend that you get 3 cups of low-fat or fat-free milk or yogurt a day. That's the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Is there any other reason that we need? We don't have to go any further. The removal of government from medicine, the removal of government from food. The idiots at the U.S. Department of Agriculture actually recommend 3 cups of low-fat or fat-free milk. No! If you're going to drink milk, drink it with all the fat. Stop it! Stop it with this low-fat, no-fat nonsense. That's where it gets me, of course. Well, they think, well, if you eat fat, you're going to get fat. No! If you increase your fat intake, you will reduce your ultimate weight. And in many cases, you'll be able to burn the fat all that much more. It's great for the metabolism of all the cells of your body. But then again, saying what I've just said may make me a terrorist. It might make you a terrorist, too. Wouldn't you like to be a terrorist, too? I've got a link here in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Take the test to see if you might be considered a potential terrorist by government officials. By the way, official story still out there. Liam Shep, get the book, because all of those official stories are there to protect the officials, the government officials in this case. There have been so many anti-terrorism laws passed since 9/11, it's hard to keep up with what kinds of things might get you on a list of one of the suspected bad guys. So here's the quick checklist to see if you might be doing something that could get you hassled. I'm only going to get a few of these in before the break, but this is stunning stuff. Of course, if you utilize the First Amendment for all it's worth and might speak out against government policies like the indefinite detention provision of the NDAA, Section 1021, that a group of Republican, Democrat, right, left, come together, transpartisan, and sued the Obama administration initially won until they appealed. That's still pending. You speak out against those government policies, you might be a terrorist. This is sort of like Jeff Foxworthy. You might be a redneck. You might be a terrorist if you protest anything. If you question war. If you criticize the government's targeting of innocent civilians with drones, you might be a terrorist. If you have any questions about pollution, you might be a terrorist. If you pay cash at an internet cafe, yeah, you might be a terrorist. If you ask anything, any questions about Wall Street shenanigans, you might be a terrorist. If you hold gold, wow. You mean they said gold and silver was money, and now if you acknowledge what the Coinage Act of 1790... Oh, stand by. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this to wrap it up.
Would it save you time
to Dude, I had no audio levels. Where's the audio on that? Mark, man.
You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living grain mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriCast Stephen Hewer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you question what's going on back in the network, you might be a terrorist as well. Sorry about that, guys and girls, but this stuff goes on behind the scenes here. We try to put out a good show for you. It's spot nailing all the outs and ins and outs and things, and I'm not asking for too much, I don't think, I hope. Anyway, we got the audio clips coming up. Actually, this is the only audio clip you need today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. What other things can you do? By the way, the mic is open there back at the studio. I can hear you talking. So, good Lord. I need some Argentum Nitricum right now. That's the homeopathic remedy for frustration. As we go live on the air here every week on GCN and kick it into gear 5 additional days of the week on Natural News Radio. What else is going on that you can do? I mentioned holding gold. If you create alternative currencies, you're not supposed to create currency. How about a barter exchange? If you talk about barter exchange, you might be a terrorist, according to the government and many of the laws, rules, regulations that govern your behavior now in this police state, formerly a republican form of government. Stocking up on more than 7 days of food, even though Mormons are, the LDS Church says you can stockpile a year. Hawaiians stock it up regularly. If you have a bumper sticker that says know your rights or lose them, you might be... What the hell is going on here? Anybody paying attention? You investigate factory farming. You might be considered a terrorist. You're taking pictures of police officers beating up people. You wear a hoodie. You drive a van. You write on a piece of paper like you're taking notes. You don't have a Facebook account. Did you hear we covered that before? What about a belief? Do you have any beliefs that might get you into that terrorism realm? Yeah, valuing your online privacy, supporting Ron Paul or being a libertarian. You like Gary Johnson? They might look at you. You might be on a list. You ever mention Thomas Jefferson or James Madison, the 10th Amendment? You could be on a list. Are you a hardcore Christian? You really believe in the tenets of Christianity? You might be on the list. You don't like taxes and regulations? You like the gold standard? You're anti-nuclear. You believe in conspiracy theories, which are, by the way, conspiracy realities. Hello? A belief that your personal or national way of life is under attack. You would like to have more religious people in government. Not to establish a state religion, because the state religion is already there. Do you know what it is? It's modern medicine. Modern medicine killing more Americans every year than in the entire history of terrorism against the American government. Yet the American government sees no, if we can call it that, the de facto U.S. government sees no problem with its state religion offing children, women, pregnant ladies, terminating pregnancies, etc. Sees no problem with that. But yet you think about all these things I mentioned, if you're anti-abortion, you're anti-Catholic, you're anti-global, all of these things. You're anti-global? Well, how is it being anti-global a terrorism? Doesn't that mean you're for the United States? You like sovereignty, national sovereignty? And suddenly now, if you're against the United Nations and against the global government movement of one world order, what the hell is going on here? You know, if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, what's going on? You're all on drugs. Hopefully not my listeners. Not you here. Certainly they are in Congress and the executive branch and much of the judiciary. Just said, you don't like global government, but you are nationalistic. OK, he might be on that list. How about a belief in the need to be prepared for an attack? You're a survivalist, right? Isn't that part of being human, being for survival? Hello? You want to live. You might be a terrorist. I thought terrorists want to kill themselves along with you. You oppose genetically engineered food. You're a terrorist. The terrorists are genetically engineering food. You don't like surveillance. You like the movie V for Vendetta because of what it shows in a movie. Man, oh man. You got to worry about muggers? Screw the muggers. The government, as our founding father said, and that puts us all on the list. The First Amendment. You believe in the First Amendment. That could get you into trouble here. Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, of course. But this is the state, the police state we now live in. Both Republicans and Democrats from the establishment of those parties both believe many of the things I've just said. They do. And if you think Romney's going to roll back the police state, ain't happening. Obama said he would back it off. He didn't want to sign the NDAA because of the indefinite detention provision, but he said that he would never use it. Then he loses a court battle, and rather than going, hey, they got rid of that for me, now I don't have to deal with that, he appeals it and gets a stay on it so that they can fight to have this provision that anybody in the executive branch, whether it's Obama or Romney or whoever else comes next, can indefinitely detain you if you're on that list. Right? This is it. They create the problem, and then the solution is to create more of the problem, much like modern medicine. Right, we talked about antibiotics and MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. The answer is more antibiotics, more and more powerful, more genetically modified ingredients. We talked this week about the fact that the mainstream media, with the help of Madison Avenue and their stooges and minions trying to counter the French study of the GMO corn being fed to rats and all of them getting tumors, well, they attacked him, as we said they would. But he's backing them down. He says, listen, I did the study right. There was nothing wrong with the study. I'm standing up for it. He was speaking at a news conference in Brussels on Thursday. Cirillini defended the peer-reviewed study, which was published in the journal Food and Chemical Toxicology. But as you know, based on what we have here, and check out the link online at robertscottbell.com. It's linked up in today's show notes. You accept this from your government? Your government perceives that 99.9%, because I'm sure even the most hardcore leftists out there that believe in government, that love the government, don't like the NDAA and indefinite detention provision. Believe that's a violation or infringement of civil liberties. Now, I go a step further. I say our liberties come from God, not from government, but that's a difference we have. I'll look beyond that, because at least it's something we can hold hands on a little bit, right? To stop the indefinite detention of people with no habeas corpus, no Fourth Amendment limitations on the federal government. Listen, we got lots more healing to go. Advanced Medicine Monday returns on the Robert Scott Bell Show tomorrow with Dr. Bitar. We'll review the first Advanced Medicine Seminar. I'll remind you, Houston's coming up in November on that front. Lots more healing to go. We've run out of time for today, but I appreciate y'all being here. Check it all out online at robertscottbell.com. You can fill out your info and let me know. We'll get you email alerts there as well. In the meantime, thank you for being here. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.